Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about practicing the art of allowing. Do you try and control the outcome of events? Have you said yes to something only to discover later that it wasn't the right decision for you? Are you afraid that if you don't take some action that you may jeopardize the outcome? Let's wrap up our month focusing on springtime and renewal.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
I have been practicing the art of allowing a lot lately because I too often say yes to something I don't want to do or I don't think it through, and I check in with my guidance to see if it's right for me. I'm going to share a few personal events that have happened recently. I had a friend and we're good friends, and I have had to back out twice on her on different projects, and that really wasn't easy for me, and I hate to do that. And in the past, I wouldn't have done it. I would have gone ahead and been miserable, but the more work I do on myself, I'm just going to honor myself, honor my truth, and not get caught up in those things. And so because of these events, I now have a reflection period. So I don't immediately say yes to something. I reflect on it, check in with my guidance, see if there are any questions that I need to ask about the project, things, just think things through more clearly and thoroughly and check in with myself. And so I didn't listen to my guidance and I didn't allow things to unfold, and I just said yes immediately. And it was really hard. In the end, I was able to refer someone, although I just found out that that didn't work. But I did the best I could with the situation. Had I just allowed things to unfold a little bit, then this wouldn't have happened. And the other thing that happened was I was recently helping out on my high school reunion, and I did not want to do this. Again, didn't check in with myself, and my husband's like, "Why are you doing that?" And so I thought, oh my gosh, okay. I don't want to do this, but what do I do? How am I going to get out of this? I'm someone, you know, when I commit, and again, I'm rethinking that, and we'll do another episode on that. Like, if things change for you, and even if you've committed, then you need to honor yourself and honor your truth. So anyway, I was like, what am I going to do this? I just kind of let things happen. I said, let's just wait and see what happens, kind of doing the allowance. And so someone had complained to someone else on the committee. They're like, oh, I thought the committee was already decided. And that was my out. I'm like, perfect. Let people who are going to be like this do it. I can graciously bow out. I'm completely okay with that. And the other kind of signal from the universe, so to speak, was I thought I posted on social media, said, we want everyone on the committee who wants to be on it. And if you made zero effort and just want to play the victim afterwards, that's A-okay by me. But that's just another sign confirming me that I don't need this drama. I'm happy in my life. And so I allowed it instead of making a knee-jerk reaction or thinking like, how am I going to get out of this? The universe kind of took care of it. How do we practice the art of allowing? For me, the first thing and probably the hardest is trust. When we have trust or faith, or whatever you may like to call it, we allow life to unfold and trust the process. We don't try to control it. Allowing takes faith, patience, and trust. While these can bring you peace of mind and well-being, we aren't encouraged to practice this in our go, 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 results-oriented culture. And if not so great things have happened to us in the past, it's easy to see why we wouldn't want to allow life unfold and we would try to control it. How do you practice the art of allowing? First, check in with how you feel about this. This may be a new concept for some of you and very scary for others. How comfortable are you with allowing things to happen in your life? Are you okay allowing people to be who they are and act as they do? Or would you rather try and control things? Try and become aware of how you feel about allowing and where you may become hung up. I used to always try and control finding my husband. I would go somewhere where I thought eligible men might be, or try to be someone who I wasn't. I was always like, when's it gonna happen? When I finally didn't try to make it happen and control who, when, where, how, what, I found Tony. I used to always also try and make business happen when I first started out. Networking, going to meetings, blah, blah, blah. When I started to let go of trying to control it all, I got more clients. Think of trying to control and not allowing as a straw. How much can you get through? The control is like a straw, not much. When you begin to allow, you begin to create space to make things happen. That's why I'm all about clearing the clutter, because when you clear your clutter in your life, you can make things happen. When you have a bunch of clutter, it's hard for things to make their way into your life. Same with allowing, a spiritual clutter. So if you're kind of stuck, think of that straw when you're trying to control it. Life is like a straw when you control. And then when you kind of open, the straw expands. Where do you not allow? Observe where you tend to control and not allow. I used to fight being sick all the time. My body was telling me to slow down, but I didn't listen. I would work and exercise, always pushing ahead despite being exhausted or sick. As a result, I got Epstein-Barr virus that guaranteed I had to slow down. Had I allowed life to happen, I might not have gotten EBV. However, I was coming from a place of fear, afraid to miss work, afraid I would be labeled lazy at work or weak, and worried my bosses wouldn't be taken care of properly. Where do you not allow? Do you try to control your body? How your coworkers manage their work? How your husband does certain tasks? Choosing activities for your children instead of letting them pick? Where do you fight and resist allowing? Control can be subtle, so pay close attention.
Paid late fees because you can't find your bills? Child miss out on a field trip because of a lost permission slip? Missing out on reimbursements because you can't find your receipts? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can assist you.
Check in with your emotions. I wanted to share this from An Introduction to the Art of Allowing with Esther from Abraham Hicks. There's a PDF you can download from the internet. I thought this was a good capsule of information. Your emotions tell you everything that you need to know about your state of allowing or of not allowing. In other words, when you feel positive emotion, it means you are in vibrational harmony with your source and you are allowing the good things that you are wanting to come to you. It's that simple. Are you focused on feeling good or on what you don't have? Where the attention goes, the energy flows. Focusing on gratitude, what you do have, what brings you joy, allows you to open up. Focusing on what you don't have, why it hasn't come yet, how it doesn't look like what you wanted, cuts you off. That straw comes up again. Practice a physical art of allowing. Do something physical that mimics being an allowance. To me, that's movements that are fluid, gentle, and easy. They aren't fast, choppy, or resisting. They are meditation in motion. Stuff like Tai Chi, breathing exercises, meditation, yoga moves such as sunrise salutation. When I'm at the beach, I float in the ocean. It has been my experience that when I'm doing gentle, flowing physical exercises, I resist less. It's hard to have a tight grip on everything and control it when your body is gently flowing. When your body is in physical flow, you become more aware as it is easier to observe your thoughts and emotions. These activities also support you in being centered, reduce stress, and increasing relaxation. What ways would you like to try allowing on the physical front? Create a mindfulness practice around allowing. Try and do it daily. It doesn't have to be some long, drawn-out practice. Many things don't take a lot of time. Prayer, meditation, quiet reflection or affirmation. Things to think about. Accepting things as they are. Trusting things are working out as they're meant to. Believing what you desire is on its way. Gratitude for what you have. Allowing yourself to receive gifts and blessings. Sometimes we may say that we want something, but deep down we don't think we are good enough to deserve them, so they don't show up. How well do you accept a compliment? That's an easy way to check in about that. Affirmations. I trust that everything will happen as it is intended to. I honor and love myself. There is no need to control. I am thankful for the opportunities I have been given so far. Why might you be afraid of allowing stuff to happen and need to control? I used to have to control everything, and I still struggle. When I was a child, I suffered some trauma. As a result, I would try to control everything in my environment. I wasn't aware of this for a really long time. I realized my need to control was coming from fear and was a reaction to being afraid to be hurt again. Usually, much was out of my control or things didn't happen how I expected. It's been my experience that when I quit trying to control everything and am in a state of allowing, life is easier and works out for the best. Someone might want to control everything because they're afraid of being abandoned. Someone else maybe need to feel powerful. What's beneath wanting to control and not allow? You may be anxious or afraid you'll fail, be hurt, criticized, abandoned, disappointed, rejected, or humiliated. It's a fear and anxiety of not having our needs met. People are scared to be vulnerable and think that they aren't in control, then someone else is, and that can be a scary prospect. If you really like to control stuff and the thought of allowing life to happen scares you, consider getting support to examine why that is more closely. Take actions from today's podcast. Write down how you feel about the art of allowing. Practice meditation or another mindfulness practice to connect with your soul wisdom and life force. Try a physical form of allowing in motion. If you are challenged by allowing things to happen, can you dig deeper and learn why that is? Next month, it's all about the interviews. I'm going to share some interviews with different podcasts I've been on. Learn what others wanted to know about clutter. Go out. Clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.